Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. All right, thank you, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you for being with us. Write down our toll-free number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. So Joe Biden has spent a whopping 40% of his presidency outside of Washington, D.C., at one of his many homes, mostly in Wilmington, Delaware. In other words, 167 days of his presidency. Unfortunately, they don't have any visitor logs at all whatsoever. In other words, we don't know what happens there. We don't know who he meets there. The Secret Service said that they don't keep logs, visitor logs, because it's a private residence. Classified documents were found both inside the house and inside the garage. We now have three instances of Biden now. Oh, I thought this was just a one and done at the Penn Biden Center. No, but this is a widespread problem. New York Post had a pretty funny cover today, playing Biden Seek. Visitors to President's weekend bunker all kept a secret. Now, by the way, and just to remind you, this is the same Biden administration that is claiming transparency. We're the most transparent administration ever in history. No, you're not the most transparent anything in history. Otherwise, now you would tell us who is coming and who is going. And they are doing none of the above. The secrets, they're all saying, I don't know, the Secret Service won't tell us who's going in and out of there. Since taking office, Biden has taken all these trips to his Wilmington house, you know, spending 167 days there, according to a tally by the New York Post, despite the frequency of the president's trips. By the way, this is another thing. We'll get to Hunter Biden and how much he was paying for rent. But in April, the agency said no records were located in response to the Freedom of Information Act request. In late September, the Secret Service denied a FOIA appeal, telling the Post that no responsive records were found after additional search and relevant program offices. The group called Crew successfully sued to obtain records of visitors to former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, but the group walked away with little more than a 22-name list of a 2017 Japanese delegation visitors. And they want, we want access to those records, but we're talking about Joe Biden. Now, I have my own suspicions here. Linda, what do you think my suspicion is? Because it has nothing to do with documents. I suspect that there's probably a litany of medical professionals coming in and out of that house that they don't want us to know about. In other words, he's spending an inordinate amount of time outside of Washington at these private residences. I think he's getting rest and relaxation. I don't think he's up to the job. I think he's weak and frail and a cognitive mess. I've said it a million times. And I think if there's any medical treatment being given to Joe Biden or any medical exams being given to Joe Biden, it's probably done on a regular basis there.
I don't disagree with you. Why I don't think that's the only thing that's happening, but.
Well, I mean, how would we ever know? And how is it that they're getting away with that part?
I think the Chinese nationals are coming. And I think that the brother, you know, and the son and the wife and anybody else who's a part of this, you know, sort of this criminal crime family of just swindling and hustling is using him sort of as a prop in the room. Like, well, he's here. So what can we negotiate? What can we get before we get found out? That's what I think. And if he just so happens to be getting injections at the same time, so be it.
They keep claiming the Biden White House that they are cooperating with investigators. Where's the raid on any one of these homes? You know, where is Christopher Wray and where's Merrick Garland? Okay, they finally appointed. Why didn't they tell us when they knew in November, 6 days before the election? Why didn't they tell us after they had raided Mar-a-Lago and they appointed a special counsel? They knew Biden had the same problem. They could have raided both homes at the exact same time and they would have been, you know, well, not at the same time. Before they appointed a special counsel, they could have raided it. Now, Donald Trump, by the way, has gone above and beyond. Remember, before the raid at Mar-a-Lago, the FBI had unfettered access to the room where they found these, quote, classified documents. Apparently, they were not found inside of Melania's closet. And so they had access to the documents. If they saw something there that they didn't think belonged there, then they had the right. They could have easily just walked out with it and say, by the way, this is top secret stuff, guys. It's not allowed to be here. We're going to take it with us. And I doubt anybody would have objected because they were so cooperative to begin with. They allowed them access to the room they wanted to get into, the rooms they wanted to get it into. And then when they asked for a padlock to be put on a particular door, the padlock was put on the door. All they had to do was ask to come back, and I'm sure they would have been invited back. You know, the Trump, you know, the post-Trump White House has even hired a group to go through every property to make sure and give them carte blanche and unfettered access to see if there was any documents they might have left behind. Anyway, the Biden White House keeps claiming they cooperate. They're not cooperating. Now, the new chair of the House Government and Oversight Committee, and that's Jim Comer, has now accused the National Archives and Record Administration of stonewalling the GOP-led probe into President Biden's handling of these classified documents. And he said in a post on Twitter late Sunday that the National Archives has yet to provide a simple briefing to the committee on their handling of classified documents after Comer sent a letter to the agency nearly a week ago requesting information and documents. By the way, get used to this. As these investigations go forward, and that would be whether the FBI is politicized, whether the DOJ is weaponized, that's in the Appropriations Committee with Jim Jordan, or this case, the investigation into the Biden family syndicate by James Comer, you watch. There's going to be a lot of court challenges. There's going to be a lot of, oh, we can't comment on an ongoing investigation nonsense. So many of these questions will be unanswered, and it's going to end up in the courts, and that means they're going to delay. And the longer they can delay, the better it is for Joe Biden. But Biden now this is interesting. He has his own lawyers now looking for the documents. Now, if his lawyers find the documents, they now become witnesses in the case of the documents. Now, Biden has aides that have that don't have any security clearance at all whatsoever. They're now searching for classified documents. In other words, rather than invite in a private group like President Trump did or the FBI to conduct a proper search of Biden's private residences, the president, the attorney general, the FBI director, the Biden establishment, they're allowing Biden employees that have no security clearances at all whatsoever to search for these highly sensitive, top secret documents. In the New York Post today, they pointed out five more pages, documents discovered his Delaware home this week. White House admitted Saturday, adding fuel to the fury surrounding this careless and alarming handling of government secrets. The additional pages discovered hours after the White House acknowledged a single page of classified material had been found in Biden's library. So we don't know where it all is. And there's nobody that has a security clearance, apparently, that is even looking for it. And if you want some history in terms of Joe Biden, in 1970, actually torpedoed a CIA nominee, according to Just the News, that took classified documents home. Biden was a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, which was established after Watergate. He worked with Republicans to end the nomination of CIA critic Ted Sorensen as director of the agency. Now, Sorensen admitted to taking classified documents for a biography of his longtime friend, President John F. Kennedy, and defended the Pentagon Papers whistleblower Daniel Ellsberg. This is according to The Intercept. At first, Biden told Sorensen he would help with his nomination, and Sorensen recalled Biden leading him to believe that he had the senator's enthusiastic support, saying he was the best appointment Carter ever made. Anyway, when Republicans went after Sorensen's nomination, Biden was the one that dug up an affidavit Sorensen had written regarding classified documents. The affidavit was never filed in court, but Sorensen had given it in the Ellsberg case, where Sorensen noted that, like many other officials in Washington, they would take classified documents home to review, and officials typically leaked much more sensitive documents to the press without being prosecuted. And Biden learned about the affidavit from a Republican colleague and believed it would be used to discredit Sorensen. And the rest, as you say, is history. Sorensen subsequently agreed to have his nomination withdrawn, thanks to Joe Biden, then senator from the great state of Delaware. We have other little aspects and nuggets that are popping up on this case. One is, remember, we were talking about this last week, that Hunter Biden was advocating for the hiring of this woman, Kathy Chung. Well, apparently she moved documents from Joe's office, shared top secret phone numbers and intel briefings, according to NBC News, Fox News, the UK Daily Mail, New York Post, all reporting one version of it, that she played a key role. Multiple people close to Biden said that Kathy Chung would have played a key role in helping pack up the materials and clear out his offices in the final days and weeks of his time as vice president. Now, he was Biden's executive assistant while he was vice president, helped pack up the presidential office in 2017. And Hunter, if you recall, offered Kathy Chung that job that he described as being Joe Biden's gatekeeper. Thank you for calling. Thank you for thinking about me, she said. I went into all of this last week. So, you know, Comer's now out there accusing the National Archives of stonewalling all this, and that's obviously happening. Biden officials are now blaming the National Archives because they're so desperate. The National Archives sends staff members to the White House to gather files and papers of the president. They do not treat all vice presidential papers with the same high regard, according to officials, but staff members from the vice president's office are often left to sort through the papers themselves rather than the specialists from the archives, the report continues. So now they're blaming them. Oh, it's their fault. They're the ones that advised us. Add to that the White House claiming Biden didn't keep the visitor logs at his Wilmington mansion. Why do you think that is? Why wouldn't Joe Biden keep a list? Biden aides say they don't have security clearances. They're searching for documents. So are his own lawyer. By the way, his own lawyer searching for this is one of the dumbest things I think I've ever seen in my entire life. Because what you're now doing is you're now putting your own lawyers in the case to be a witness against you. Jonathan Turley made the point, you know, that we do not know what evidence will show, but the most serious discovery would be the existence that Biden worked off their documents or removed them from classification folders. That would not only destroy the inadvertence defense, but would make public comments potentially deceitful. So there's a lot of nuanced investigative issues to come in all of this. What's interesting is, you know, Republicans usually create circular firing squads, and Democrats, they usually circle the wagons. In this case, you see more Democrats now starting to turn, even Adam Schiff, the congenital liar, on Biden as the document discoveries continue. That does raise suspicion in my mind, and it's only suspicion, nothing I can confirm, that there are a number of Democrats that don't want him to be the nominee in 2026. Even morning liberal Joe's calling it stumbling and bumbling, the response to the scandal. Karine Jean-Pierre has been on the defense of the entire time now and had a disastrous press conference today, insisting that the search for classified documents is complete, she said last week. He's confident in the process, and I'll leave it there. You know, now Biden's White House announced they found more documents in his home. And people rightly in 2024, rather. But anyway, so, you know, why are the documents messed? This could become one of the biggest scandals in history, and I'm going to tell you why. It has nothing to do with the documents. All of this is going to point in one direction, and that is how much money the Biden family syndicate made off of all of these deals with foreign countries and wealth building, as the letter to Hunter Biden spelled out. In the same letter, by the way, that I referred to earlier.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Goldco today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice, and right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Sean Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your goals. Follow Sean Hannity's lead and call Gold Coat today at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-GOLD.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they have been committed to improving the lives of Americans' vets, first responders, and their families. Now, for over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Now, Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children. They build specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured vets and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. Now, Dave Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. Now, he has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting our vets, first responders, and their families, and there are so many of them that need our help. Please join the foundation on their mission to do good and never forget. Just commit $11 a month. You can do it by going to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org. One of the things I'm most angry about is, why didn't they tell the American people that these documents existed when they found them 6 days before the election? This is why these tandem investigations are so necessary, and they're very complimentary. You have Jim Jordan investigating whether the FBI is politicized and the DOJ weaponized. Then you have Jim Comer looking into the Biden family syndicate and the monies that they made. China alone. Let's look at China. China's in the news, right? Our number one geopolitical foe. How is it that Hunter Biden got to go on a $100,000 shopping spree with a Chinese national, him and his family? How is it they got a $5 million interest-free forgivable loan? How did he get a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China? How is it he's trying to work out deals? You know, we have this new information that has surfaced that Hunter Biden acknowledges in his own words that the only reason he has access to all of these international players is because of his last name. He acknowledged as much when he went on Good Morning America and admitted that he had no experience in energy, oil, gas at all, or Ukraine. Why are you being paid millions? I don't know. That was his answer. He's 50 years old. We're not talking about going after a president's kid here. He's 50 years old. There's been more low-hanging fruit to arrest this kid. He's not a kid. This adult for now 3 years, more than 3 years. They've had this Hunter Biden laptop since December of 2019. You know, between hookers and drugs and taxes and lying on gun applications. But that's not where I'm that interested. Complaining about paying half of Pop's income, complaining about paying for repairs, complaining about all this. Why did he have to pay his dad, you know, nearly $50,000, $49,900 a month for rent for the house that we're talking about where the documents were? All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I can tell you that from my own experience, MyPillow products help me fall asleep faster, stay asleep longer. They just work, and they're better than any other products I tried before. It's that simple. That's why you're going to love the great deal that's going on right now with Giza Dream Sheets. You've heard me raving about them. Made from the world's best cotton, Giza. Softest sheets you will ever sleep on. It's really that simple. Now at the lowest price ever, $29.98, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or call, mention my name, 800-919-6090. They have other deep discounts on other great MyPillow products. Every product has a 10-year warranty, 60-day unconditional money-back satisfaction guarantee. Again, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. You're going to love Giza Dream Sheets and all their other products and the sleep you've been wanting, needing, craving, desiring, and you're so deserving of, frankly, will be yours. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square. So this could end up being the undoing of Biden. How, why this has now come in succession? I don't have an answer. Does it seem somewhat suspicious to me? Yeah, it does. Is it odd that they're having people without security clearances now looking for more documents? Yeah, that seems kind of odd to me as well. Is it odd that Biden's lawyers now are themselves looking for more documents? Again, so they say. Do I know if it's really happening? I don't think anybody knows what's really happening. If that's the case, gross mishandling does not require, he said, an evil intent. Unintentional violations are often addressed outside the criminal justice system. The more serious violations have been prosecuted where material was intentionally removed. I might take a little issue with what Jonathan Turley is saying here and remind him, and he's a brilliant guy and a friend of my show. I think he's a Democrat, but he's one of the few fair-minded Democrats. But he rightly pointed out that when, think back to the Sandy Berger case, after 9/11, and there's documents in the National Archives, and in goes Sandy Berger, and out comes Sandy Berger with documents shoved down his crotch, down his backside, inside his socks, and then it became a mantra of the liberal left. Oh, no. Sandy Berger was only being sloppy. Just sloppy. I'm sloppy myself. Everybody's sloppy. Sloppy. How is it sloppy that you go to the National Archives and you shove documents down your pants? Not exactly the most comfortable place to put documents I could imagine. I've never done it, so I wouldn't really know from firsthand experience. Or putting them in your backside or shoving them in your socks and then disposing of them. That's not exactly convincing that he's being sloppy. Sounds like he stole them and he meant to steal them. We don't know what was in them because we never got them back. And everybody defends him, and, we got a slap on the wrist. No visitor logs. Come on, man. Are you a junkie? Do you expect me to believe that? But the Biden documents scandal, where the vulnerability comes is with the money. How did they make so much money from so many hostile regimes? The admission of Hunter that the only reason they're doing business with him is because of his last name. He is implicating the entire syndicate when he says that. When he talks about the money and implicates his father and giving up half his income to Pops, that's a pretty good indicator. When he's paying $50,000 a month, look, I don't care. There are properties. If you look in certain places, I guess in Beverly Hills or someplace expensive, Palm Beach. There are mansions in Palm Beach on the ocean that sell for $150+ million. I'd imagine you probably can get, a couple of $100,000 a month if you're going to rent the place out. But that's not the case in Delaware. That's not Palm Beach. That's not Beverly Hills or some of the more expensive neighborhoods in San Francisco. That's not the same thing. Is that one way to pay Pops money, by paying an overinflated rent? Arizona Republic editor recalls another time Biden mishandled classified documents. Somebody screwed up. Anyway, the executive editor, Greg Burton, penned an op-ed on Sunday that recounted an instance in 2010 when then Vice President Joe Biden and his staff mishandled classified documents. Quote, long before today's political mayhem, I came across a top secret document on a table in Joe Biden's White House office, he recalled. The red warning on the cover caught my attention, but my eyes drifted to the then vice president's keepsakes, a leather binder, photos of Jill, Beau, Hunter, Ashley, and Champ. And Burton said he was with the Biden to interview him about the recovery after the 2008 financial crisis. Classified documents are everywhere these days, et cetera. And he goes on and on. He pondered the severity of the offenses special counsels are investigating. But the thing is, the only ones that the media mob and the Democratic Party cared about were Donald Trump's. If this does not prove to you the double standard, the hypocrisy, if Donald Trump's kids got a $100,000 shopping spree from a Chinese national, I promise you the Democratic Party, the media mob would go insane. If they got a $5 million interest-free, forgivable loan, the media mob would go insane. Even though they're far closer in terms of their business background and experience than Hunter, as it relates to equity and business and real estate, etc. If they got a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China after flying with their father to Beijing on Air Force One, in Hunter's case, Air Force Two, and 10 days later get the deal, the $1.1 billion becomes $1.5 billion, I guarantee you there would be hell to raise, the likes of which you've never seen before. That never happened. And forget about Kazakhstan. Forget about the $1 billion of taxpayer money withheld in demand for a prosecutor in Ukraine to be fired, who turns out to be investigating his son, who's being paid millions with no experience. Forget about the former first lady of Moscow, a Russian oligarch, another geopolitical foe, and the former first lady of Moscow allegedly even investing $100 million in some real estate plan of Hunter and Associates. But Biden using his own lawyers to find his classified documents, you know, to shield from the FBI. So he's enlisting his own lawyers to clean out his Washington office, uses them rather than security officers or the FBI to search for additional classified documents. The initial use of lawyers is notable, you know, but Biden could argue that a trove of documents might require judgment on whether they're sent, you know, to the Penn Biden Center or to the government. But why was a legal team sent in 6 years after Biden took the documents? You know, somebody had to know something here. That's my great suspicion in this. We'll have John Solomon at the top of the hour. We'll get his take on all this. In other news regarding Biden this weekend, you know, he praised Martin Luther King Jr., despite once calling his friend Robert KKK Byrd, the former Klansman, his mentor, and partnering with his mentor, the former Klansman, to stop the integration of schools because he didn't want public schools becoming racial jungles. By the way, in 1946, Robert Byrd wrote a letter to the Klan's Grand Imperial Wizard, saying the Klan is needed today as never before, and I'm anxious to see its rebirth right here in West Virginia. Almost everything in West Virginia is named after Robert Byrd. So he tries to sing happy birthday to Martin Luther King's daughter-in-law. By the way, that did not go particularly well. He bungled the attempt to do so. The president invited to speak at Al Sharpton's National Action Network at the Mayflower Hotel in Washington, D.C. I would play the best of... We have the best of Al Sharpton. I mean, I don't have anything against Al Sharpton. I've always gotten along with him. We've had our debates over the years. I even debated him at his own National Action Network. Anyway, here's Joe Biden's gaffes during the speech yesterday.
I understand, Martin III, we celebrate a legacy of your beloved father and mother. They work for the beloved community. But congratulations today, the honorees, including your wife, who I understand is his birthday today. Well, look, my wife has a rule in her family. When somebody's birthday, sing happy birthday. You ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Valerie. Happy birthday to you. Well, it's hell turning 30, but you got to put up with it.
By the way, Biden takes a swipe at our Second Amendment rights and supporters. You need F-15s to take on the federal government. Nobody wants an F-15. You don't need an AR-15. How about you just stay away from our Second Amendment rights, Joe, especially in an era of defunding, dismantling, and no bail laws? I ask everybody that wants gun control, what are you going to do when somebody breaks into your house? I have a plan. If somebody breaks into if they even can get to my house, because I have enough security to prevent that part. But if they get into my house, I'm going to protect myself and my family. Period. End of sentence. That's it. You need an F-15. That's supposed to be funny. Anyway, here's Al Sharpton.
I'm tired of the American bitch. You ain't nothing. You a punk. Now come on, do something.
David.
Yes.
You want to be the only on television. The only newspaper. The only can talk. Don't cover them. Don't talk to them. Because you got the only problem. Because you know if a black man stood up next to you, they would see you for the whore that you really are.
In the cave when we had built empires. We learned to admire them, but they knew to admire us. We built pyramids where Donald Trump ever knew what architecture was. We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek ever got around.
White interloper, I said I was wrong. Cracker, though I think Cracker is a certain personification of a certain type of person down south. She's like redneck. I mean, you know, some people misinterpret Cracker meaning all whites is not true, but the confusion means you shouldn't use it. I mean, sometimes being flippant, you say things you shouldn't say because it gets in the way of your message and people don't really understand what you're saying.
Oh, that'll be the excuse of everybody. Joe Rogan floated the theory, I mentioned this, that the Biden document scandal is a ploy by Democrats to replace him. How did this happen? How did somebody all of a sudden become aware of it? It seems suspicious to me, but I have no knowledge at all whatsoever. James Carville in full defense mode, torching the mob and the media over the Biden document coverage. National press can't help but make fools of themselves. Well, they made fools of themselves by not covering Hillary Clinton's real scandals and made fools of themselves, you know, with the Russia hoax and made fools of themselves, you know, by going after Donald Trump and the Mar-a-Lago raid and defending that, and then, of course, having a double standard with all things Biden over there at fake news MSDNC. We've now gotten to the phase in this news cycle where Biden's being praised for his mishandling of classified material. Oh, okay. All right. By the way, did you hear that fake news CNN is maybe thinking of hiring Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, Arsenio Hall, or Trevor Noah? What do you think of that idea, Linda?
I will tell you this.
Tell me this.
I love confrontation, and I love the other side of the aisle, and I love having discussion, and I strongly would support hiring Marr or Jon Stewart or anybody who, at least when they gave an argument, had something funny to say. Trevor Noah is not funny. I don't want him. I like Arsenio Hall, but I don't see him as political. I don't want him to turn political. But I like the other two.
Okay. Hunter's wildly inflated rent payments. He was paying, by the way, Joe Biden didn't report the nearly $580,000 in rental income, according to a document entitled Background Screening Request. It appears Hunter was paying $49,910 in monthly rent for a year while at the Biden residence, where, of course, the documents were in the garage and in one of the rooms there.
And let's just look at one thing, Sean, as Ethan clearly pointed out to me earlier. I can't take credit for this. This is a very odd number for rent.
That's an odd number. $49,910.
Why
not 50 grand? Yeah.
It's just weird.
That's
Or just 49.9.
What means.
What's it? Is that a processing fee?
$910. Who knows? James Comer wrote a letter to Christopher Wray urging the FBI to investigate Hunter's relationship with suspected spy Jackie BAO. I don't know how to say her name. But anyway, he says Documents obtained by the committee, Republicans reveal that Hunter Biden's business partner, close associate, were linked to a Communist Party of China. This woman, Jackie, would you say Bao? Anyway,
I would say it's just Bao.
Hunter insight into purchasing liquefied natural gas reserves in the U.S. to sell to China, had access to the Biden's family financial information with, by the way, affiliates of the Communist Party of China. And after infiltrating the Biden family, this individual urged Hunter to encourage Joe Biden to run for president. Media reports, I mean, there's too much money here. $67 million going to the UPenn, and 47.7 of the 67 million come after Joe is out of office and they set up the Penn Biden Center. So the House GOP is also probing Hunter's romantic relationship with a suspected spy. This could get very interesting. We could have a fang moment. The saddest story I saw all weekend, though, was Hunter Biden asking a judge to stop his estranged daughter, 4 years old, that was born of some hooker that he hooked up with, from taking his surname, claiming it would rob the youngster of a peaceful existence. Why would you go to court for that? It's your daughter, Hunter. It's your daughter. You know what? Take care of your family. That's it. Not that hard.
You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Now, nowadays, 20 bucks barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries.